This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 49, entitled Female Laziness and Its Implications. Description. This flyer decries female greater laziness levels and their impact on males, namely greater levels of female parasitism on men. Flyer itself. Female laziness and its implications. Women are lazier than men on the whole. Women are also less curious, less driven, less ambitious than men. So it's not surprising that the female performance record is inferior to men's, and as a result, women have lower status in society than men, and deservedly so. If women want to be treated with equal status as men in society, they will have to perform at male levels, but this is going to be very difficult for them, because their biology holds them back. Women are dumber than men at the top end of the scale as a result of GMV, that's greater male variance, which means that the men's scores on just about any performance scale over the whole population is more spread out than women's. For example, men have a 10% higher IQ variance than women, so it's not surprising that men have won 99% of the science Nobel Prizes. Men have higher testosterone levels than women, so men are more aggressive, more ambitious, more curious, more enterprising, more persistent, and finish difficult tasks more frequently than women. At high school, female laziness takes a disastrous form from the male point of view. Females choose the soft option rather than the hard option a lot more readily than males. That is, they choose to study non-analytic subjects. For example, they choose to study languages, English literature, history, etc., rather than the intellectually more demanding analytical subjects such as math and sciences. Math and the sciences are the toughest of subjects that require discipline and persistence. Math particularly requires real concentration, figuring out how something gets deduced from previous assertions. Learning math, physics, chemistry at high school is not like reading a novel in an English literature class, where one merely expresses one's opinions on the events and personalities appearing in the novel. Expressing an opinion is much less intellectually demanding than deduction and wrapping one's head around the abstractions of pure mathematics or theoretical physics. Women don't like using their brains as much as men, being forced to concentrate, so they shy away from the demanding subjects. Once they choose the soft option, their fate is sealed, because they then destine themselves to becoming fluffies, that is, traditional women who expect to parasite off the money of a man. Because if she studies fluffy crap at high school, that is, soft option majors, then she is excluded from studying hard option majors at college, so she will end up with a bachelor's degree in some fluffy crap major that the economic marketplace values less, far less highly, than a major in a hard option field, such as one of the professions, medicine, dentistry, architecture, law, etc., or one of the techs, engineering, computer science, math, physics, chemistry, geology, etc. This lazy female with her soft option bachelor's degree will then not be able to earn big money, in most cases, so will seriously start looking around for a robot male manslave to parasite upon in her 30s when her biological clock really starts ticking hard so that she can have a kid living in a middle-class house that her manslave pays for. Thus, female laziness translates into manslavery for men. So it is in the interest of masculists to put strong moral pressure and psychological pressure on young women at high school at age 16 to choose the hard option so that they do not end up trying to parasite on men. Masculists need to increase the moral pressure against female laziness by accusing women of being lazy. You lazy fluffy bitch, you studied fluffy crap at high school, and now you expect me to pay for the date because you earn so much less than I do. You lazy slob, you lazy parasitic piece of female trash. I've lost so much respect for you, this is the last date. You're being dumped. From now on, I'll be much more selective in the women I go out with. I'll be much more careful that the women I date are true FIPs, financially independent persons, who are career conscious, and who womaned up at high school and college, who studied the hard option and make good money, not expecting to be paid for by a manslave. So go fuck yourself, you lazy, lazy, fluffy, parasitic bitch. I look down on you for your laziness, your expectation that men would take care of you, so that you would not need to take care of yourself. You have the attitude of a dependent child, and I don't respect that. Get off your fat, lazy ass and grow up. Take responsibility for your own life, you lazy parasite. Have a nice life. You're history for me. End quote. Women's intellectual laziness and lower curiosity levels means that women's contribution to world intellect is negligible. Women have won a pathetic 1% of science Nobel Prizes. It's not surprising that PhD professors in the hard sciences, like myself, just don't take women seriously when it comes to intellect. In my own case, my three main intellectual interests are pure math, math physics, and philosophy. There are virtually no women in these fields at the top end of the performance scale. The only true world-class female mathematician I know of is Emmy Noether, N-O-E-T-H-E-R, or in German, N-O-U-M-A-U-T-H-E-R, of ring theory fame. But she probably had an androgynized brain, since her German colleagues used to half-jokingly refer to her as Der Noether, using the German the. Using the male, the, in German. The term female philosopher is an oxymoron. There's one world-class theoretical physicist at Harvard who also probably has an androgynized brain, since she loves rock climbing as well as particle physics and general relativity. In short, women are children when it comes to contributing intellectually to world culture. For women to make world-class contributions, they'll need to become much less lazy, more ambitious, more dogged, more curious, more adult in their expectations, and pull their weight financially and culturally. This women don't do, and so society does not take them seriously. All cultures value boy babies more than girl babies, because based on long experience, these cultures know that a boy baby is more likely to grow up to become a valuable member of the culture than a baby machine girl baby. Given this female laziness, this greatly inferior performance record of women across the board, the feminist rhetoric that women are superior, that women control men, that force men to pay for them, that men work for women, so that women can be lazy in their middle-class houses that men pay for, so that they can have their kids that they really want. Given all this, maskers and MGTOWs sneer at feminist lies and delusions that women are the superior sex. Women are obviously the inferior sex if one only bothers to look at the performance record, but feminists are too lazy to do that. They prefer to remain in their feminist fairyland where they are told what they want to hear, that is, that women are superior, that men are to serve women, work for women, pay for women, so women can continue to be lazy. But men are waking up in droves and refuse to cater to lazy females. Modern masculinist MGTOW men expect women to woman up and pull their financial weight by becoming FIPs, by not studying fluffy crap at high school and college. In short, men are learning increasingly to be intolerant of female laziness. In today's and tomorrow's world, a lazy female will pay a heavy price. She will not get a man. She will not have a baby. And she will be shunned increasingly by society as a, quote, lazy, parasitic, fluffy bitch, end quote. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channel name Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. Tell.